Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So in the morning, we see the recap of what they put on at night after the games. So every morning, we'll be sitting here, and you see the split screen of Sal Licata and Mark Melusis. And these guys, I know, have been friends for a long time. But their aura, demeanor, just their sense of self could not be more different. Now, we have the volume down in here because we have to.
Yeah, we don't need the volume, though. We can tell by just looking at their faces and how Sal's eyes are popping out of his head. And you know, and Moose looks like he's got a messed up hairdo, like he just woke up.
Right. So Moose looks like a Berenstain Bear. You know, like, and he's sitting there. His mouth is moving slow.
He's Barney Rubble.
And then they cut to Sal, and Sal's in his sports crazed man cave where it looks like Attack of the Bobbleheads, just mouth wide open, eyes bugging out of his head. You know, meanwhile, he's got his wife upstairs recovering from an emergency C-section and a 4-year-old baby, and he's down there screaming about Brandon.
4-day-old baby.
That's what I meant to say. 4-day-old baby.
Yes.
And you got him screaming about the J.D. Davis in his basement with his eyes bugging out of his head.
Hey, knowing them and watching them, it's actually pretty entertaining.
It is, and we love those guys. It's just so funny seeing them. And that's what, I guess, what it's sort of like an odd couple situation, and that's why it works for them on that particular show. All right, let's go to Tom, who's in Brick. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Tom. What do you got?
I don't know if you talked about it, Gio, but I was curious if you had an update on your one buddy who had his Apple ID hacked and you were messing around with him.
Yeah, so I do. I ended up telling him sooner than I wanted to because he had like a tough day with other stuff, and then I was sort of stringing him along with that whole the Chinese had hacked his phone thing, and then
yes.
I felt bad, and then he brought that up. He's like, on top of it, the Chinese are in my phone, and I was like, ah. I said, you know what? That's me. So I ended up breaking it to him earlier than I wanted to. I really could have been a jerk, and I really could have kept it going. But, yeah, so he got an email that said that someone from Shanghai was trying to log into his Apple ID, and he told me about it. So then I ran with that. And I changed my keyboard to Mandarin, and I started texting him in Mandarin. And then I downloaded that app that guy was messing with us with, where it looks like someone else is calling you. So then I would have like he'd be sitting there with his wife, and then it would look like his wife was calling him, and then he'd get confused and pick up the phone, and then I'd play two Chinese businessmen talking off of YouTube, and then that just blew his mind. So. Yeah, I mean, it was a great gag for a while, but then he had something else go on. He called me, he said, hey, I have this tough thing, and then he was like, on top of it, I've got to somehow get the Chinese government out of my phone. And I said, all right, I got it.
What I don't understand is how you find the time to do all of this stuff with everything that's going on in your
life. It doesn't
take
that long. I mean, what I would do is I would do it sometimes driving home from work. That was easy. And then also after Sabrina went to bed, I'd dial him up. And then, you know, he would text me, and it's just so simple to put the different language keyboard on your phone.
Yes.
It wasn't that much effort. It was more effort coming up with it in my mind than actually executing it. But no, it was a lot of fun there for a couple of days. There is something that there is like a high that I get from that I wish I did more of that. Like pulling a practical joke on somebody when you got them like that, it's like fishing. You know, that's why I like fishing so much. You know, you drop the line in the water. Once you get it on the line, you're like, oh, baby. I got
an idea for you.
Yeah.
You and your flunky should come up with a show, I don't know, like Impractical Jokers.
No, yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah, yes. Sure.
Those guys are hilarious.
Jerry loves those guys.
I do too.
You love those guys too?
Yeah, they're great, man. They're, you know, we actually played softball with those guys.
Yeah.
Down in Brooklyn, but they're great.
Yeah, now, have they gotten a little too mainstream, those guys, you think?
I don't think so.
No.
I still enjoy their show.
Okay. Brandon is in Freehold and is now on the Fan. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, Boomer? What's up, Gio? How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
I have a solution to your cardboard box problem. I think this might be the one.
Here okay. All right.
You buy some twine, thick twine, twine that won't, you know, break. And you wrap it vertically. Then you wrap it horizontally. You meet in the middle. You go roll right down the driveway. All your neighbors at the table will be like, where'd you get that idea?
You get some what?
Twine.
Twine.
Oh,
twine.
Yes.
Twine. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so what you do is you wrap it from both sides. You got four corners on the box, obviously. You wrap it horizontally, vertically, and then you make a nice knot in the middle, and then you can just hold it from there, and you could literally stack 20 pieces of cardboard on there.
I mean, Savell's probably got an Ace Hardware store, right?
Oh, yeah. They have a Brinkman's True Value over there.
All right, so they have a local hardware store.
They do.
Usually those places, like down on the South Shore, will have their local hardware stores.
Yeah.
And you can go right in there and get some twine.
Yeah, but see, that
when
seems...
When was the last time you bought twine?
Never.
I buy twine a lot. I feel like I use twine quite a bit.
You're not using twine quite a bit.
Yes, yeah.
That is a bold-faced lie. You're not polishing your silver with your rags and then tying something up with twine after that. You're not. I'm sorry. I don't believe it.
I have used twine for newspapers. I've used twine for magazines.
You're still getting newspapers and magazines these days?
Well, I used to use twine, a lot more twine.
But I'm talking about now.
Well, now I use them for the boxes, but presently, you know, I just throw my Winters Brothers dumpster.
Yeah, with all your batteries.
Right.
Yeah, but no, I just think that the effort of going to the hardware store, getting the twine, and then sitting there and tying it up, I'd rather have that.
Well, that would also
walk.
That would also help the garbage men that are coming and picking up.
I was required in my last condo where I lived that we had to use twine to tie up our things. It was a pain.
A twine requirement?
Yeah.
Oh, come on! I would have never moved into that place.
I would think that you would be a guy that would use twine.
It's just so much work.
What? Why is that work?
Of course, it's
work.
You're
making it easier for the people that are picking it up.
Right.
Because there's nothing like if you have a stack of magazine, like your old Playboys that you throw out, if you have those and the guy's there and he's carrying them and he's trying to throw them into the garbage, you know, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, we used to, in Edison, we had a before the single stream with the huge recycling container, we had a twine bundle your paper, your 100%. Cardboard.
Oh, come on.
And there's a lot of things you can use twine for that you don't even think about until you have the twine in the house.
You know, here's my Earth Day take of the day. You got to make recycling easier because it was easy. You could do you have the single stream. You could do the once a week. You could do paper and cans and everything.
Yes.
Well, they changed it all around Long Island.
Yeah, but here's why. And I know this from my friends at Winters Bros.
Okay.
Because China stopped taking the recycling. They stopped taking it when Trump was in office. Now, I don't know if Biden's going to let them take it back or whatever, but there was no place to send it. Nobody wanted it.
Okay, so then where was it going?
All that manufacturing, recycled manufacturing, a lot of that stuff happens in the Far East. That's where it was going.
So they stopped picking it up once a week and every other week?
And they were actually getting paid for it.
But all it does is accumulate.
That's right, and they were getting paid for the usage of it.
Interesting.
And also, in my township, they changed. They used to take numbers on the plastics, like 1 through 6, I think. And now it's only 1 and 2.
That's a little much.
And a lot of people don't know that, and they just keep throwing all the 3, 4, and 5s in there. And
3, 4, 5s, 1, 2s. What are
it's too
about?
Complicated.
On the, you know, the little number on the recycled containers. I mean, recyclable plastics. You have like a little 1 in the thing or a 2.
Yeah.
You got a 1. You got a 2.
You have a 1 and a 2, and you say, okay, put your 3, 4, and 5. And let's look at our 3, 4, and 5. You know, I want to have 6, 7, 8 options. And when you look at number 1, our number 1 can go with anybody. Our number 2, you can't really say we have a number 2. So now what I'm saying is 3, 4, and 5, if we get those guys to give us just what they're able to be able to give us, I think we should be okay.
I miss Omar.
Yeah.
Who I miss him.
That he was talking about recycling this whole time.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I it's just too complicated. Like this, and then the cardboard piles up. if you get a lot of cardboard like me and then it's one, make it once a week.
No, in my township, they let us take, if you have one big box and it won't fit in your container, you can throw all the other cardboard into a one big box and leave that at the curb.
See, yeah. It's a hell of a lot.
And then if it rains, what happens?
Well, I try to not put it out. If I know it's going to rain, I'll wait till like when I leave in the morning.
Oh, wow. You really do it.
But I'm telling you, with the size of your cardboard boxes that you have,
yeah,
you should be twining it.
Twining it. Okay. I'll think about twining it in the future. But here's the other thing. They told me when I moved to Sayville, I had to drive to a place to get a specific can to put my bottles and cans in.
Well, a different color can.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's a blue or green or what is it?
I believe it's yellow.
Yellow.
And I got to go and drive to get. Shouldn't you be present? If they care about the recycling, they should deliver me the can.
And do you this pay for it or does the your taxes pay for
it? I don't know. I have to go and pick this can up.
You know, I would just say if this is such a great neighborhood that you keep talking about, you would think that one of your neighbors would go get that can for you.
It is a great. It's the friendliest town in America.
Well, they're not delivering the recycling can.
They have not yet.
There's going to be eight of them when he gets home.
Yeah, maybe now after hearing this, someone will go pick me up that can. You probably have to have like proof of address and stuff because they don't need people just taking these recycling cans and do whatever they want with them. But yeah,
just walk in and tell them you're Geo.
I'm not.
Everybody knows I'm here.
No, I don't do that. It's not a place to name drop.
Wear that pullover you have on today.
Well, I'm wearing this today because we're filming a commercial.
We are?
Well, yeah, you responded to the text yesterday, so I'm assuming that you knew that.
Oh, I didn't know we were really doing that.
Is it coming in?
Yeah. Two times in a week, so he's going to have to be on bed rest after this. So, yeah, I figured this would be the good thing to wear the commercial for the, you know, because it's got the logo of the radio station on it. So I figured that'd be a good thing.
You wear that around in Sayville. Bing, bing, bing. Free stuff coming your way.
No. I'm not looking for any free stuff.
I know you're not looking for it, but
I will say though, the Boomer and Geo Flex Fit cap that you can buy. You can also buy this on WFAN.com/store. That cap fits me great, and I put it on all the time. But then I was thinking, as I'm walking into places wearing that hat, it's a little pretentious. When
you
it's
think?
Me wearing it.
Right.
That hit me the other day.
So like Al has this, hi, my name is Al Dukes.
So. Yeah, it's a great hat if you're a fan of the show, but I was thinking me wearing it around is sort of like a hey, look at me type of situation. And then I had to retire the hat. So, I mean, it's different if you're not me or you, but when you walk around with your own name on your hat, isn't that a little much? Am I reading that
it
right?
It is. No, it's a little much.
All right, good.
That'd be like me riding my bike with the Team Boomer uniform on.
Or your Bengals jersey.
You know, I saw a couple guys running on that path last week wearing like Giants and Jets jerseys. Like they were running in their jerseys.
Hmm.
Obviously not players. But then I was thinking to myself, I wonder if I would have worn my Bengal jersey had anybody would have, you think anybody would have said anything.
So wasn't there a guy famous for doing that? Like a real player?
Priest Holmes.
Priest Holmes, that's right. Yeah.
He used to go to the mall.
He used to go to the mall wearing his own jersey.
And he had a whole graphic thing made for the side of his truck.
Oh, I love that. That is great. All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Here's another Earth Day tip from Al Dukes. Remember to recycle your newspapers and magazines, unless those magazines are nudie magazines. If you recycle nudie magazines, your neighbors are going to see them and think you're a pervert. So just throw those magazines in the woods behind your house for some lucky 18-year-olds to find when they're smoking pot back there.
I mean, isn't that how we all got nudie magazines when we were younger? In a way, you are recycling them. Celebrate Earth Day,
every day. What's going on, Jerry?
Your Knicks are going on.
Barrett dribbles inside.
Yeah,
goes back. Bullock up top to Quickley. Quickley for three. Bang! Emmanuel Quickley does it again. The Knicks up 10.
Man, listen to Mike Green.
44 seconds remaining. And Atlanta calls timeout.
Mike is fired up.
Yeah, he's been a miserable son bitch the last couple of years. And now all of a sudden he's going to be happy again.
What did I see? And maybe it's happened already. They're increasing capacity to 25%
indoors.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
And
let's
that starts
go.
When?
I don't know, Jerry, when it starts, but they're doing it. I'll look it up.
Because I was wondering if that means we'll get
some sort of investigation happening to the governor that he needs to distract from or what? What's going on?
I don't know. You would know better than me. Yeah. I was just curious because for the playoffs, if it started now, I wonder if they'll get it to 40 or 50% in time for the postseason next month. So we'll see. The Knicks, winners of eight straight. They beat the Hawks in overtime, 137-127. Julius Randle had 40 and Quickley hit that three. He finished with 20 off the bench. We mentioned the eight straight. The Knicks now six games over 500, 33-27. Here's their head coach. I'm going back to Thibodeau, by the way. Enough of this Thibodeau, because everyone calls him Tibbs. So Tom Thibodeau says his team is peaking at the right time.
As you head down the stretch here, you want to be playing your best. We try to challenge all our players mentally every day. So you're building the right habits, and when the season ends, hopefully you're playing your best basketball.
And speaking of him and the team building habits and the work they're putting in, R.J. Barrett, who himself had 16 last night, was asked about the thought of Thibodeau getting consideration for Coach of the Year.
He better be in the running. we all believe in Tibbs. Tibbs has been doing just a tremendous job, just the way he's turned everything around.
He's a culture changer.
Let's not worry about the awards. Let's worry about winning games.
They are. He was asked a question about
right.
his coach being
come on,
coach
boys,
of
let's
the
go.
Year. Here is Emmanuel Quickley.
Wait a second.
What?
All day you've been talking about first team All-NBA, MVP, Coach of the Year,
right.
comeback player of the year, and all of a sudden let's forget about the individual awards?
We got the Raptors on Saturday. What did they do? They just smacked the Brooklyn Nets. Let's take care of business. Let's keep this thing going.
All right.
I want to keep it going. And I like what they say for the most part. And I know they're asked direct questions, but I want focus on the games. Let's go. Let's keep it rolling. I mean, how great is this?
Here's Manuel Quickley. He's having a blast.
It's just a great environment, a winning environment that you love to be in. So, we just want to keep pushing.
And you talk about, going forward and doing more. Here's Julius Randle when told that they have taken over the fourth spot in the East.
Fourth place sounds good. But like I said, we're not done yet.
All right.
We have a long way to go.
That's what we're talking about, Jerry. And by the way, Kevin in New Hampshire, what do you got, Kev?
Hey, guys, something you never want to do with your magazines. I was deployed overseas in Iraq, and you're not allowed to have anything, not even a Maxim magazine for, cultural laws and things like that.
Right.
Deployed location.
Yeah.
So some guy had porno mags sent to him somehow, and he had them kind of like hidden. And it was by this AC vent, it didn't have a grate over it. So needless to say, our civil engineering guys were doing maintenance on it and stuff. And, out the other end, there's like a big fan. And so the intake reversed. It sucked a bunch of them through. And out the other end comes like this porn magazine confetti just spraying everywhere. And, so you're not allowed to have this stuff. The guy got in a bunch of trouble. Just a funny story, one that I get to tell every now and then. So
we appreciate that. That's yes. great. Thank you for your service
Thank
there, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Yes.
yes.
The old porno magazine confetti. We all wish. If the Knicks somehow win a championship.
Oh, there's going to be some confetti.
Yes. Ticker tape parade my ass. We're going porno confetti. We're going to be so excited.
Well, Knicks-Raptors on Saturday, as Boomer points out. The Raptors did beat the Nets in Tampa last night, 114-103. I guess the positive to this would be Steve Nash saying that Kevin Durant could come back Friday, if not Friday, maybe Sunday, if not Sunday, perhaps sometime after that. Matter of fact, maybe never. We will see.
You're getting tired of it, aren't you, Jerry?
Listen. Are most Net fans like you? What's that?
Are most Net fans like you frustrated?
I don't know the answer to that, but okay. It's what it is. The James Harden thing bothers me more than anything. So, yes, that'll be the case there. The Nets will take on Boston tomorrow night. Let's get to the Yankees. So last hour we played that clip of that tapper, which was really more than a tapper out in front of the mound. I didn't see this live. I went back and watched it this morning. Yes, it's a check swing by Gleyber Torres. Yankees lost to the Braves 4-1. But the notion that he thought the ball was foul, wrong. Here was first his manager Aaron Boone about Torres not running out of the box down to first.
I think initially the check swing, he just probably – in his mind, foul ball right away, and then it's like, oh no, I got to get going, and then you're a little late. So, I mean, that's got to be a little bit better, obviously. It's
nice cover for his manager, but that's not true. Torres came out and said he was just disappointed with himself in that spot.
That is the moment I wanna hit to help my team and just feel like that check swing and hit the ball straight to the pitcher is not the way I wanna finish my at bat.
Now he also did say,
I can put a little bit more effort run to the first base.
Right. So this foul fair thing is not true. He was just bothered by his at-bat and just didn't run. And so he said, Aaron Boone said he would speak to him, although at that point when Torres spoke last night, the two had not talked yet. So there you go. Here's Aaron Judge. What is the issue with this team? They don't score any runs, only one last night, and it came in the ninth inning when they were down 4-0.
Some nights, you know, one guy will have a great game, and then the rest of us are, you know, not doing our job. Then one game, you know, a couple guys will pick it up. Then, you know, nobody else will, you know, kind of support them.
All jokes aside, and I'm sure there's been some, in the last six games where they've lost, all right, last seven games, they've lost 6 of 7. Who's had a great game offensively?
Nobody. I mean, Gio Urshela is the
probably
only
the most
guy
consistent one, yeah.
Where he's been consistent. He can hit. But outside of that, nobody. Been brutal.
Right.
What, I mean, six guys hitting under 200?
Remember, they were, and LeMahieu's off to a slow start, too. But that was a big discussion point in the offseason, signing him and getting him in the fold and all that other stuff. And he really still hasn't, warmed up yet. And that's disappointing because we know how good he is.
Right. And Urshela, by the way, left the game with back tightness, which is not good news for the Yankees either. So Corey Kluber did suffer the loss. He allowed 2 runs over 4 2/3, and he was asked, well, you're not getting any run support. He says, that's not my concern.
Whether you're pitching in a game where it's 0-0 or it's, if they've scored 7 for us or whatever it might be, I think that ultimately, your job as a pitcher is to go out there and get as many outs as you can and try to put up zeros, for your team.
Corey needed to have a big game, and he was going along well, and then all of a sudden the wheels came off. And it's like he could not find the plate. It wasn't like they were hitting him.
Well, I mean, the issue is you can have an outing like that when your offense covers you. When the offense is pathetic and putrid, it shines a light on you not being perfect or even good. So that's what's really going on. The potpourri that is the Yankees offense is no longer there to cover up the stink.
So here's... when I see Corey pitching now, and this, look, at one point, he was one of the best pitchers in the league. But when I see him pitching now, it reminds me of when, you see an older pitcher that just doesn't have the velocity that he used to have or the control that he used to have, and he's just trying to nibble all over the place. And it reminds me of CC Sabathia, his last couple of years. And now this is he's your second starter. He's, so you're kind of trying to manufacture something with your second starter here who is not the player that he once was. Kind of like with CC Sabathia.
And it kind of reminds me of Chet Stedman back with the Cubs.
Really?
When the Rookie of the Year came in.
Yeah, Chet Stedman.
Remember Gary Busey's character in Rookie
Chet
of the Year?
Chet Stedman, yeah.
Chet Stedman. He was an older guy, and he went out there. He didn't really have it, but
reminds
boy.
Me kind of Crash Davis a little bit.
Boy, did he battle that Chet Stedman. Really nose to the grindstone type stuff.
Yeah, but didn't you watch what, like the Cubs had thrown out there as pitchers?
Yeah, I mean.
They're all thrown at like 82 miles an hour.
Well, it was also 15 degrees last night. What do you expect?
Actually, I thought Corey Kluber was good, and just until the last couple of batters, and you could see that he was losing it.
Speaking of losing it, the Mets lost 16-4 last night at Wrigley Field after taking a 2-0 lead. Chicago put up, count them, 7 runs in the fourth inning, 3 runs in the fifth, and 4 in the sixth. And within three innings, they gave up 14 runs. Ouch. Javi Baez with a grand slam in this game. David Bote, 3 hits, including a 2-run single.
Somebody's got to give my man Francisco Lindor some, cold weather clothing.
foul weather gear?
Like, you know, Under Armour makes cold gear.
Yeah.
You know, for nights like last night.
Mm-hmm.
For biking days like I had on Sunday.
Sure.
Throw on a cold gear, throw on, you know, maybe a little jacket or something, and you're good to go. I mean, he's out there full-on, full, you know, hoodie.
Yeah, freezing his ass off.
I know he hits a home run, but the sun was out then.
Yeah.
Once the sun went down, he was done.
Yeah, you couldn't even, you could only just see his eyes at one point. That was it.
He hates it.
I don't blame him. I mean, like this morning, it was 36 degrees when I got to work.
Playing baseball in this weather is awful.
Yeah.
Not fun. Series finale tonight. Joey Lucchese taking on Trevor Williams. The A's beat the Twins in 10, 13, 12. This was after Minnesota scored a couple of runs in the 10th. Bottom half, they come back and scored three. Oakland's won 11 straight games. Also of note, I'll play this for you. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni, the new Eagles head coach, was asked if Jalen Hurts is his team's starting quarterback.
Remember this guy? Any starters at this particular time? We've been working with these guys for 2 days. Right. We've been working with these guys for 2 days. My biggest thing is competition. Again, we've talked a little bit about my core values. It's my second core value.
It's competition. So he is not the starting quarterback right now.
I mean, the guy's got to wear a bib how much he drools all over himself in these press conferences. Golly. Remember his opening press conference?
Yes.
How bad that was. Doesn't sound like it's getting any better.
Who was worse, would you say? Was it him? Or the former Niner doofus, what was his name?
Jim Tom Sula.
Yeah, or Tom Sula's opening prayer, which was as bad. I don't know if that was as bad as his sit down with the sports reporter after.
Yeah. What about Dan Campbell and eating kneecaps? And
yeah,
stuff
but
like that.
But Dan Campbell at least sounded like a football guy.
Well, he's a Neanderthal football coach, and we still have a few of them around, and it's good to have those guys around.
Yeah, they were both really bad. I think the Tom Sula thing was extra bad because you went from Jim Harbaugh had success, and he seemed like at that point his career had control to this little guy Tom Sula, who has no idea what he's doing, a little spark plug guy. He's about, you know, 5'3", 280 pounds. And then I don't know if it was his opening press conference or soon after, where he ripped the loudest audible fart while he was behind the podium, and it was just like, this guy cannot be real. But Sirianni wasn't making any sense. That was the thing with him. He didn't make any sense.
He was talking in circles at his introductory press conference.
Really having a hard time. But, you know, he is a good football coach. I do know that. Let me ask you this question. You seem to, you know, really focus in on these audible farts.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. When people get caught.
Are there, like, do you rank them? Like, what are the top five audible farts, in your mind?
Well, I mean, the great ones. I mean, Tom Sula, for sure, was a great one.
Yeah.
The Phil Simms, Jim Nantz one was a great one.
Even though you couldn't hear it.
You couldn't hear it, but you knew what was going on.
You sure that was Jim or was it Phil?
No, it was Phil.
It was Phil.
It was Phil, and then but Jim was making comments about it, and they were laughing. Those were great ones. I believe the Mike Francesa one.
It wasn't a fart?
Yeah, it was that, too. That one actually wasn't, though. There's video evidence to back that up.
The fart that wasn't is a big topic now.
Big topic.
I made it all the way out to Tom Izzo at Michigan State.
It still could have been a fart.
But, yeah, those are the three that I always reference, those three.
Okay.
Tom Sula, Phil Simms, Mike Francesa.
Those are your Mount Rushmore of
farts. Only three, so it's not quite
there. You
need
one more.
Yeah, I know. I don't have a fourth right now. I'm sure somebody will remind me. I don't have a fourth. And I'm sure the Tom Sula one's out there on YouTube somewhere. But that was a great one. Because it just fits so perfectly. It was so on brand for Jim Tom Sula.
Remember, I don't know if you remember this, growing up, like all the news guys on the major networks were all older guys.
Yeah, sure.
For the most part. You know, they started, you know, as cub reporters and then worked their way up. And for 25 years, they were always bringing you the nightly news.
Mm-hmm.
There had to be one of those guys.
I mean, I'm sure if you Google it,
you end up farting.
You'll get hundreds of them on YouTube.
Yeah, let's listen to the Tom Sula one. Eddie just pulled it up.
Nothing but respect for them.
A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks losing their
finish the answer and just boom. Let it go.
I mean, you kind of got to go right through it, don't you?
he did. Oh, yeah,
nothing
he did.
But respect for them. A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks losing their confidence after
Tom Sula. Jim Tom Sula. All right, we're a little bit late here, Jerry. You got anything else for us?
No, anybody I think else we can end farting? On that note.
Okay, very good.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Here's an Earth Day tip from Al Dukes. Always remember to recycle plastic bottles. If you can't find one of those recycling bins, then just toss it out your car window. That plastic bottle will be run over so many times, it will practically recycle itself.
I stream the show for Whimsy while I'm not there, so she counts as a streaming listener.
Speaking of that, I should have brought this up earlier. So this morning, I am driving in just excited, energized, for two reasons. One, the Knicks and their victory. Two, Whimsy was supposed to be here today. The whole time I'm driving in, I'm thinking, we've got dogs in the office. Maybe one, or definitely one is what I'm thinking. Maybe two.
I thought Cooper was coming too.
Yeah, I did. I thought that was a possibility, but I was like, Whimsy will definitely be here. So I come to the door, run right over to the studio. The warm-up show is about to start in a couple minutes. And I gave Al the what the F hands.
You were so excited.
And I
we
said,
both were.
Yeah. I said, where's the Whimster? I said, is somebody walking her or something? Is Billy Jocalone walking her? I said, what's happening? And then Al tells me that Chernoff, see, now he doesn't go to us anymore.
Uh-huh.
He goes right to them.
No, group, stop that.
No group text. It was just sent to me.
So he told me that Chernoff reached out during that segment yesterday and said, no dogs.
Stop that.
But we is the same thing in regards to program directors? No program directors either?
Also not allowed in the building.
I mean, what is that? Did you give him any pushback?
I wrote back, sad, exclamation point.
And then what did he say?
Nothing.
Is this another one of these liability situations? Like we have to have an EMT here if a dog is here just in case it bites an employee?
I guess so. I don't know. I know the building doesn't allow it either. So it's like it's twofold, I believe. I couldn't get her through the building and the radio
station.
Are you
sure about that?
Come on.
I don't
believe that. Not 100% sure.
No, you're not. You're just making that up. Where are the building rules? Where are they?
You want to see a list of them?
Yes. Where are they?
I don't know. I don't
and
know.
And where are the rules? I know there's a whole bunch of rules up there about harassment.
Right.
Are there any rules up there about a dog?
I didn't see any.
Who's downstairs right now?
Yeah.
Is it Janae who's working right now? She's downstairs?
Mike's probably there.
Mike? Mike is the kind of built like me?
Yeah, a little bit tall. Maybe a little taller.
I don't know. I'm taller or he's taller?
He is.
We're talking about the same guy?
When your hair is fluffed up, like you're trying, like lately you've been wearing your hair fluffed up, I think you're a little bit taller.
Okay. Well, can we call down and ask him if dogs are allowed?
Sure.
Is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we'll find out from him. You know what I'm going to do is I'm just going to say, hey, Mike, Al's bringing in his support Greyhound tomorrow. It's cool, right?
On a Friday.
Yeah, right. Holla.
It's a feel-good Friday.
It's a feel-good Friday.
It's a dog Friday.
And it's Al's emotional support Greyhound. Rescued, by the way.
Rescued.
Right. And by the way, she was a racing dog, / athlete.
Yeah.
Athletes are allowed in the building.
Exactly.
And this is a sports talk show for athletes.
Correct.
All right, should we pitch it as it's your emotional support Greyhound, or should we pitch it that it's a guest of ours on the show because we're a sports show and she's a former racing dog?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any big race coming up for
Kentucky
dogs?
Derby.
Well, that's horses.
She could probably beat a horse.
Let's tell him that. We have one of the Kentucky Derby spins that'll be joining us. One of the animals. And then it'll be Whimsy.
Yeah,
didn't Mike talk to a horse or something?
Yeah, I met Secretariat.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually met Secretariat. I put my hand out, and then he put his hoof up, and then I grabbed the hoof and shook it and had a nice conversation.
You got to look at it this way. When I bring Whimsy in, there'll be one set of security guards. Not their problem anymore. I'm in here.
That's
when
right.
When I leave, the people working security, they didn't let the dog out.
Wait a minute. Time out. We've had the North Shore, right? North Shore Animal.
That's a great point.
Yeah, we've had puppies in here.
Yes.
And cats, right?
Yes. Jared got his cat.
Just go over to Chernoff's head and ask Olive, see what he says. Or is he going to lawyer up too?
He's going to lawyer up as well.
Oh, yeah, lawyer. He's such a lawyer. They're all lawyering up now.
It's pathetic. Really is.
We should just have a lawyer in the building. We just go down.
Why don't we get our own lawyer?
Go down we to should. Fight their lawyers?
Yeah, we'll get a lawyer to fight their lawyers.
Why don't we retain counsel for once?
Don't we have a counsel guy that we can retain somebody like?
What about that Amy Dash? She likes to be on broadcasting things. She seems like a lawyer.
You know, she changed her name, that Amy Dash.
What?
She did. So her name was Dardashian. Sounded too much like Kardashian.
Oh, I
went to Dash.
She should have had a sex tape and everything. Would have been fine. She would have been so like sought after. It would have been unbelievable.
You know what? I can't blame her for that. Because I'm sure like every time.
But is she going to dig in and fight?
I think so.
Hell yeah, she would.
You got to have somebody that's going to dig in and fight for you. I mean, she explains things and puts it in, you know, terms that we all could understand.
Should we call her and ask if I could bring my dog in?
Well, she doesn't know the rules, though.
First,
we got to get
the lawyer.
Rules.
There's no more rules.
Yeah, that's right. There are no more rules.
Employers can't defend themselves against anything these days. Like, you make the rules as employees these days. Like, the employers have no rules.
So
you could just sue everybody for everything.
This is what I think we should do. This is the tactic. We call down to security and say, we're having a dog up here tomorrow, just letting you know, and see what they say. They may just say yes, because we've had dogs up here before. If they say yes, we don't have to lawyer up. If they say no, then we retain the counsel of Amy Dash, and then we fight this.
Didn't we have the winner of the Westminster Dog Show one year?
I think that was a phone interview.
Oh, it was a phone interview. Okay.
So let's just do that. So get security on the phone. We'll get the break and the sports minute in, and we'll see what they say. I'm going to pitch it in a way to them that they'll never be able to say no.
All right.
And then once we get the clearance from them, we'll have the dog up here. Chernoff's take on it doesn't matter. And then if they say no by any chance, then we bring the lawyers in. Then
we'll be like this. Well, then you'll be hearing from our lawyer.
That's right.
Maybe you've heard of her, Amy Dash.
Yeah, she's all over the place. She's on the DA show.
She's famous.
She's been on with Zach Gelb.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard.
She's been on with us. She was on with us
at least once.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was Ray Rice? No.
I don't remember. So long ago. It's been a while.
All right. Get him on the phone. Get Mike on the phone. Get anybody on the
Maybe
phone.
Maybe it was the Penn State thing. I can't remember.
Oh, whatever. This is irrelevant at this point, is it not?
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.